Thank you for the opportunity to meet a lot of entrepreneurs here. I'm going to speak in English a little bit, just to pave the way for Shelley. She do not understand Chinese very well. If you believe I speak too fast, just give me a hand signal. I'm going to slow down a little bit. Professor Lu asked me to come here and tell you my secret sauce of how I made millions of dollars with my bare hand. So I'm really proud of what we have achieved so far. We are a very special American company. To give you a little history about what we do, we are a job search engine, which means we are a vertical search engine focused in the job in the online recruiting market. Simply put, is Google of jobs or Baidu of jobs. This is the status of where we are right now. My secret sauce, how I kickstarted this business without much help. In 2007, I founded a company with $50,000. It's pretty much equal to zero. And we survived by hard work and by a lot of luck. When we launched the Jobs to Careers website, we already have enough customers, and it's much easier to launch a new business line. The way I try to summarize what I have achieved is four bullet points. The number one secret sauce is try to be a Tsinghua style Superman. I found a lot of Tsinghua students really talented and are able to achieve a lot. So most entrepreneurs would have external funding like VC or funding from friends or family members. Unfortunately, I don't have any. So I have to do everything myself. I cannot count on anybody. Surprisingly, I find out I can achieve a lot if I don't rely on anybody else. If I don't hope God is going to help me, I can actually do a lot more than I expected. So I think I have met a lot of Tsinghua graduates behaving that way, really powerful, really able to execute a good plan. The only difference is you need to do it. So if you're really smart, you can be a smart Superman. You have to start doing it. That's the only differentiator I have. Secondly, you need to open your mind or open your eyes waiting for talent. Talent doesn't come every day. You will see a lot of people come into your world trying to present them as genius, but they're not. They're either not a genius or they're hard to work with. So you have to keep your mind open, your eyes widely open. Probably it takes it takes me about 1 year to hire somebody great, somebody I can count on. So it takes time to accumulate all the resource. You have to filter through a lot of candidates. And once you got one person you can work with, one strong, smart genius you can work with, you doubled your power. Number three, be formidable. Never give your competitor any opportunity to beat you. So in other words, you always strive to be number one. I learned this principle from Tsinghua, actually. 20 years ago, I was trying to be genius, trying to be smart, work extremely hard, but I was never number one. There are just so many smart genius around me, and somehow I can only be one of the best, never the best. So given that level of competition I have experienced, I have to try everything in the best way possible. I never allow a competitor to beat me. So even though I tried to strive for number one, we're still number three today. So what I mean is, use your full force to do something. You can never count on to be number two. Number four is an attitude. How you can achieve, how you can start up a really profitable business without opportunities and luck, that's virtually impossible, right? If the opportunity is so obvious and it can be profitable right away, you probably, the opportunity is already taken by somebody else. So when we start, when I start the business, I made a lot of mistakes, but that's okay. For example, when I launched the first website in 2007, I was trying to focus on product. I was trying to make a website looking really cool. It's really helping people to find a job, but it doesn't make money. So how can I survive a business without making a constant sustainable revenue? That's not doable, right? So we switched our direction from making a product to making revenue. But while we are making the mistake, in the first few years, we accumulated a lot of resources, like customers. And we learned how to do marketing. We got to know the people in the industry. So those resources we accumulated make it much easier to start a new business line. Okay, so I hope this four bullet points is going to help you in some way. Today I brought two officers. Shelly, she's in charge of our business development and sales. Jack is in charge of marketing. I'm going to hand it over to Shelly, and she will go over the details about what is the current status of the U.S. recruiting market. Thank you.
Hi, everyone. My name is Shelly Mudd, and I obviously don't speak a word of Chinese. I have tried for 1 month to speak one sentence. And I'm going to speak it and see if any of you know what I'm saying, because usually people don't know. Ready? 四十万 在 哪 里? Does anybody know what I just said?
Yeah.
What?
Where is the
pilot? Yes! So I have worked for 1 month to speak one sentence, and that's the best I can do. So please bear with me. And if I speak too fast, I get really excited and I speak fast like that, tell me. Make me slow down, okay? Do you guys promise? Okay. So I'm from Kansas. Do you guys know where Kansas is at? Kansas is in the middle of the United States. So we're not on the West Coast, we're not on the East Coast, but I grew up in Kansas. I even brought my mom with me, Nancy. neither of us have ever been to China, so this has been a great experience. And I think my university may have been about the size of Tsinghua. There was about 25,000 students that went to the University of Kansas. But after Kansas, I moved abroad. I lived in Amsterdam for 4 years, and I was looking for a job. And back then, do you really know how we first looked for jobs? Do you remember? I mean, you guys may not remember. You guys were probably babies by then. But I'm older than you. So when I was over there looking for a job, where did I look?
What is the time? What is the year?
Oh, okay, so 1998.
Monster.com.
Not in Holland.
They don't have, not in Holland, in Monster.com?
I didn't know of it.
A hot job, no?
No, I didn't know of it. It was there, but I didn't know of it.
Oh, I see.
Does anybody else have an idea?
So you can go to the newspaper now.
Yes. So I went to the newspaper because I didn't know any websites in Holland. I didn't know how to search for a job, and I just grabbed a newspaper, and it was all in Dutch. I can't speak Dutch. So I look, and I found one ad in English. It says, international sales rep. And I said, I can do that. So that's how I got into the advertising business. It was by fluke. I didn't mean it. It just happened, and then I got better and better and better. And so here I am today working with Bruce, which I'm so honored to work with him. He's really ahead of the market in the United States with what he's built and what he's done. And to be a part of this, for me, is just really exciting. And I started with Bruce.
Before you join Bruce's team, what do you do about on this online recruiting market?
So before Bruce, I worked for the very first job search engine, which I'll talk about today, called TopUSAJobs.com. And you know Bruce's principles, the four principles of success. One was don't let your competitor get ahead of you. My former employer, TopUSAJobs, they were the first, but now they're the last. All their competitors have succeeded.
So the secret sauce is hire somebody from your competitor, right?
Yes, that could help. I think that's what's helped me be really successful here. The things we're going to talk about today is, one, just the history of online recruiting. Everything started in the U.S., so my perspective is all in the U.S. I'm going to explain the difference between a job board and a job search engine. Job board would be a monster.com or a ChinyHR.com, and job search engine would be a jobs to careers where we work. I will explain this. Don't worry. I'm going to talk about how we make money, because that's important, right? You all want to know how to make money. So I'm going to teach you that, and then I'm going to introduce Jack, and he's going to come in and talk to you in Chinese. You'll finally get a break from English. And he's going to talk to you about the Chinese job market, online recruiting here, who the players are, and where he sees opportunities for growth. And then we're going to open it up to questions. So hopefully you guys will have lots of questions. Evolution of online recruiting, we've already talked about this. Before the internet, there were job boards, or there was newspapers. So everybody searched for newspapers for jobs. And after that, in 1986, UCLA, that's University of California in Los Angeles, they started the first, it was a bulletin board, which I don't even have a picture of, and I have no idea what it looked like, but history says that you could go to the university and there was a bulletin board that you could see all the jobs.
Is a bulletin board on wall or bulletin board online?
I think there was no internet.
Yeah, that's what I got to be on.
I'm thinking it was electronic, but you had to be there to see it.
Okay.
Do you know, Bruce?
I think it's online.
Yeah.
Well maybe you need to have a modem login or something. Not important. It's
not
ancient
important.
History.
but the first one, JobTrack, whenever the internet was launched, it went online, and then it was bought by Monster, and it's now still live. It was called monstercollege.com. So that's exciting, that old-fashioned way is still a business today. And then in 1993, the first job board in the world launched in the United States. It was launched by a man named Bill Warren. Bill Warren actually went to a conference that I was at and spoke about how he came up with the concept. And he was actually at dinner with a friend. And they had an idea, and they opened up their napkin, and they wrote the idea for a way for companies to find job seekers on this napkin. And from that, they launched Online Career Center. So it was just an idea over dinner that they now made into a profitable business. It was the first one that launched in 1993. After that, Monster launched in 1994, and this is what it looked like when it launched. This is before search engines. We didn't have search back then. So this is what they look like.
A quick question. So Monster take over Online Career Center?
Actually, yes. At one point, I think in 95 or 6, Monster bought Online Career Center, and they merged it.
So it seemed to Online Career Center have a first move advantage.
Yes.
They made some mistake, so gave Monster, let Monster take over, bypass them.
Exactly.
Okay, what mistake they make?
That is a really good question.
Okay, that also doesn't matter.
Yeah,
Asian
I don't know.
Okay. On the internet, 15 years is Asian.
Yes.
That doesn't matter.
But I do know that there is a fight between the owner of Online Career Center, Bill Warren, and the owner of Monster.
About IP?
No. About how to run the business.
Oh, I see.
So when they merged, what happened was they got in a big fight, and the CEO, Jeff Taylor, fired Bill Warren, the founder. Bill Warren went out and started another job board and got sued because it's a similar job.
Yeah.
So then he's now doing nonprofits, and Bill Warren is still in the industry, and he's not letting this vendetta go because he was very angry at the CEO of Monster at the time. I think that happened in 96 or 97. And I don't know if you know what Monster looks like today, but this is Monster today. Again, it's equipped with a search engine. We didn't have search when it was launched. CareerBuilder, same thing. This is what it looked like back in 1995. And here's what it looks like today. I've noticed that you can't access monster.com in China. It redirects to China HR. So I'm not sure if you guys have ever seen monster.com. Probably not, huh? Well, what happened after this is these are all general job boards, very similar to China HR. Any job, any industry, any region you can find there. But what a lot of people were finding is that they couldn't find the job in their industry. So in 1996, niche boards were found. Niche boards, what that means is a specific type of board that's industry focused or regionally focused. So the first one was collegerecruiter.com. College Recruiter is jobs, posted jobs for recent college graduates like you guys are going to be. So it was just those entry-level out-of-college jobs. There was also jobs in logistics. So one guy said, I can't find a logistics job online. His name was Don Firth. He couldn't find it online, but he knew there were jobs available. So a lot of people back in the early 90s and early 2000s started launching these niche job boards. Do you guys have any questions on what niche means? So a group of these niche boards got together and said, how do we beat Monster and CareerBuilder? And I think HotJobs at the time. So how do we beat the top three? And in 2003 came, oh wait, here's College Recruiter, old and new. But in 2003 came the pay-per-click job search engines. It's like what Bruce and I do, and Jack, it's what we do at Jobs to Careers. But basically, we're Google for jobs. So all these jobs from all these niche boards posted onto one single search engine, and this search engine brought job seeker traffic in because job seekers didn't know where to go. So if we give them one place to search all jobs, it makes it really easy for them to find the job and the niche job board to apply to. This is the first one. Top USA Jobs, it's my former employer. This is what it looked like when it launched in 2003. This is what it looks like today. That's why they're not number one. Technology and innovation is really important. They do okay, but they're not great. So when you first think about job boards, I just want to show you the magnitude of how many we have in America. The general job boards, like China HR or 51job, in America, those are Monster and CareerBuilder. Those were the first. But there's also other general job boards. Two other examples are Job.com and Beyond. Now, we have niche boards. These are specifically language-focused. So, you guys all speak an Asian language. If you want a job in the U.S., you need to go to asian-jobs.com. This is jobs specifically looking for an Asian language focus. We have it for Hispanic jobs. We have it for African Americans because we have to have equal employment opportunities. So in America, we have to have a certain number of each race hired in each company. So we've got those kinds of niches. We have niches for new college graduates, like College Recruiter and After College. We have job boards for veterans, people who have fought in the war and are looking for a job. We have people, job boards for government officials who have a special security clearance who are looking for jobs. If that's not enough, we have regional job boards. In almost every state, well, in every state and in most major cities, there is a job board. I'm going to ask one of you to name a city in the United States. San Francisco, is that good?
Kansas City.
Kansas City. KansasCityHelpWanted.com. There's a job board for that. LA. Well, there's definitely Los Angeles Help Wanted. There's LosAngelesJobbing.com. For any city you would name, there's a job board for that.
Santa Cruz. Too small, I guess.
No, that may be Jobbing. Jobbing does small, so it's probably SantaCruzJobbing.com.
Okay.
Usually it's Santa.CruzJobbing.com. But yes, there's a job board for every major market. You can find them anywhere. In our specific area, we're in Silicon Valley. You guys have heard of Silicon Valley, right? It's the home of all the internet startups and Google and Facebook and not Microsoft.
They heard them.
And Oracle. Uh-huh. So BAJobs.com is for my area and where we live. There are between 50 and 100,000 job boards in the United States today. It's massive.
Shelley, could I have a question? Sorry.
Yes.
All this niche market compared with the two big ones, Monster and the Career Builder, add all this niche one, forgot the search part, how big they are compared with the Monster and the Career Builder?
Everyone's different. The magnitude will be less the smaller they are. But for example, in regions, like there's Regional Help Wanted, this one right here. This is a group of job boards.